USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's feared the death toll from the massive wildfires in California and Oregon in particular will be soaring as searches of hundreds of burned out homes continue. One fire near Sacramento is blamed for 10 deaths already, and two towns just outside Portland, Oregon have been destroyed. Zane Sparling is a reporter for the Portland Tribune.
We have a million acres now scorched. We've never had this many acres of uncontained fire in state history.
At last check, at least 28 people have died in the western fires and dozens remain missing. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says two deputies are fighting for their lives after being shot in Compton last night. The sheriff says the pair, one male, one female, were ambushed as they sat in their patrol vehicle. No arrests have been made. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making $10, $20, even $40,000 a month flipping houses? Then listen to this exciting opportunity. Jeremy Isles and Tony Rosenblum, founders of High Impact Outcomes, are ready to show you how they have helped first-time investors flip hundreds of houses in 39 states for substantial profits. What's their secret, you ask? Just text HURRY to 72000 right now, and they'll send you a free copy of their 40K Formula Flip Kit. See how using their innovative strategies with the right internet search tools can help you create off-market deals that real realtors and other investors don't even know existed. Text HURRY to 72000 now to get your free 40K Formula Flip Kit and get ready to see how fast you can receive your first or next real estate paycheck. Text HURRY to 72000 right now to get your 40K Formula Flip Kit plus free tickets to a live interactive online training class. Text HURRY to 72000. That's text HURRY to 72000 for your free 40K Flip Kit now. They can't wait to see you there. Individual results may vary.
Advisories and warnings have been posted along much of the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Sally is picking up strength. A hurricane warning has been issued for the New Orleans area and the Mississippi coast, where the storm could make landfall by late tomorrow or early Tuesday. President Trump holding a rally in Minden, Nevada last night, confronting Joe Biden's latest campaign commercial, which endorses the reports that the president disparaged veterans.
Here's the problem. He doesn't even know it happened. I don't think. I think he has no idea, but he's a pathetic human being to let that happen.
The Atlantic magazine was the first to claim that Trump called Americans who died in the First World War losers and suckers. A Confederate statue in Charlottesville, Virginia has come down. The Albemarle County Board of Supervisors making the decision to remove it at a meeting earlier this month. Its removal came yesterday, and it was live streamed by the city. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Palestinian officials are outraged, saying that the government of Bahrain had promised it would never normalize relations with Israel. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump announced the deal to normalize diplomatic relations between Israel and Bahrain on Friday. The Palestinian Authority leadership has condemned the U.S. brokered deal. Palestinian officials on Friday accused Bahrain of betraying the Palestinian people and called the U.S. brokered deal to establish full diplomatic relations between Israel and Bahrain disgraceful and treacherous. The Palestinian Authority Foreign Ministry announced it will recall its ambassador to Bahrain in protest.
Target and Old Navy are hoping to fill a national shortage of poll workers this election. The two retailers will pay their employees to volunteer their time on election day. It's on top of paid time off. They've already been offered to go and vote. Other companies are doing the same, some giving the entire election day off to their workers. Several states say they could be forced to close some polling locations if there are not enough workers to staff them. And Naomi Osaka came back from a set down to win her third career major over Victoria Azarenka at the U.S. Open yesterday, 1-6, 6-3, 6-3, the second time Osaka has won the Open. The first was in 2018. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.